Bienvenidos, welcome to Del Taco al Tango. My name is Liliana and I'm very excited today because I have the Spanish pod team. So I'm going to be...
Here.
Yes, everyone is here.
We're all here
in Studio Fiesta.
That's right.
But anyway, I'm going to start to introduce another lady in the team.
Excellent.
Her name is Adriana and she's from Colombia.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Adriana.
How is it going?
Pretty good.
Thanks. How are you?
Great. So excited.
So from what part of Colombia are you from?
Well, I'm from a small city called Manizales, but I have lived most of my life in Bogota, the capital.
Manizales, is that spelled with a Z?
With Z.
Z. Zeta.
What does
with
that Zeta. Mean? Manizales.
Manizales.
Well, it doesn't really have a meaning per se.
It doesn't come from like money, you know, like...
peanuts?
Like peanuts?
It's not peanut town?
Not really.
The city of peanuts, palomitas?
No, it's a city of dancing tango.
Really?
Wow.
Flamenco.
You have tango? Argentinians are going to be angry at you saying that.
They might be a little bit jealous because we think we dance better tango than them.
Oh, excellent. My God. We should invite Argentinians.
I swear.
I'm going to say my Argentinians who said that. That's good. Okay.
Yeah, it's really nice. And also, we are very famous for producing one of the most, the best coffee in the world.
Oh.
Soft coffee.
Wow, soft coffee.
Nice.
How do you say that in Spanish?
Café suave.
Oh, okay.
Soft coffee.
Yeah. Folks, some of you might know Adriana. Her screen name is Adri, right?
Yeah.
Some of you might know her from the old Spanish sense. What are those called? The comments section, where she's answering your questions and looking up your words and your questions all about Spanish sense grammar.
Yeah, I sometimes pretend to know all the grammar of the Spanish language.
But nobody does, believe me.
Yeah, nobody. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's true.
But thanks so much for your help and everything that you've done for
I will always, be delighted to give you a hand.
Thank you.
Excellent, Adri.
Okay, we have our next guest here. He's another one of our Spanish pod teammates.
Oh, he's so quiet, so suave.
Look at him. He's so serious. Hola, Jorge Leonardo.
Hola, ¿cómo están?
Muy bien.
Muy bien.
And you're from? Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Mexico, as same as you are. And I'm from Sonora. That's a state on the northwest part of Mexico. It's on the border with Arizona in the States.
So what are you going to be doing for our Spanish pod team?
Well, I'm named marketing and service, like customer service. So yeah, I'll be doing like some of the advertisement and I'll be like active in the blogs, same as Adriana was. But most of the technical and all the bugs people will have, I'll be there to answer them any kind of problems besides grammar.
Oh, okay.
I'll try to answer them as well as I can.
So if there's a problem with subscriptions or the web page or the...
Exactly.
Or the feed or the... I don't know these words.
The technical words,
yeah,
you
the
don't
technical
know.
Words. You're, Jorge Leonardo is your man, and we call you Leonardo in the office, right?
Yeah.
Leo.
So yeah, like any problems people have with the web page, we know it could be complicated, but here we are to help people and let them know how to get the best out of it.
That's great.
Excellent.
So he's the tech guy. Well, not the tech guy. He's like the tech, customer, everything, marketing.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of work right there.
So yeah, we should introduce now one of our main hosts, which is JP.
Oh, I'm already here.
Yeah.
But people have to get to know you better.
Oh,
exactly.
My goodness.
Let's ask you something.
What are you going to ask
some
me?
Questions. Okay, first of all, where are you from?
I am from Seattle, Washington. So I'm the only one in this room that is not actually Latino, even though my name is Villanueva.
Yeah, but you're like a Latino.
I'm like a Latino.
You are. You have that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm Filipino-American, so that kind of, sometimes that passes me for Asian or Hawaiian or Latino, so.
Oh, that's
sometimes,
great.
Yeah.
So where do you learn Spanish?
Where did I learn Spanish? I actually, like most of you, I learned Spanish as an adult. Well, not most of you, but most of our listeners. I learned it as an adult. I studied it in the university, and then... I studied a lot of grammar and I studied a lot of theory, but I didn't really speak Spanish until my first year at grad school, where I went to the university for a master's program, but that first year they didn't have any classes for me, so I couldn't take any classes. So they said, "Well, do you want to teach Spanish?" And I said, "Sure, I'll teach Spanish." And that's actually where I started speaking Spanish, because I started hanging out with Latinos, and I started having to express myself in Spanish every day. So, por eso hablo español.
Wow.
And for no other reason.
Hablas muy bien español.
I know, no.
You speak really good Spanish.
Thank you. But not, I mean, there's still a lot of room for me to improve. Sometimes I know that, you know, I'm saying the wrong thing. I can tell I'm saying the wrong thing.
But there's always room to get better.
Yeah.
For everyone here in Spanish. Okay, I have one question. What is the most difficult part of learning Spanish, you think?
I used to think, if you had asked me a couple years ago, I would have said, oh, it's definitely the grammar, it's definitely subjunctive, or it's definitely conjugations or something. But actually, the hardest part for me about learning Spanish doesn't have to do with the language at all. It has to do with being charming, because Latinos are always so charming, and they're always so gracious. And sometimes I don't know what to say, you know, I'm just like, I just feel like, well, I'm from Seattle, I don't know what to do, you know. And when somebody comes, I don't, when some of your friends come by the office, I don't know whether I'm supposed to kiss them on the cheek, or kiss them twice on the cheek, or not kiss them at all, or shake their hand.
Yeah, it's very cultural.
Right. And so, you know, that's, or when something like Adriana came into the office today with a whole new look, and I was like, I know I'm supposed to compliment her. What should I say? You know, what's appropriate to say? Because I've got that whole American thing too, like don't go too far.
Yes,
you know what
definitely.
I mean?
But, you know, I think that's part of what I like about Spanish Pod, because we're trying to learn, we're trying to teach not only the language, but also the cultural side.
Absolutely.
And the everyday language, you know, it's not like, yo voy a la librería.
Right.
You know, like, I go to the library.
Yeah, who cares if you go to the bookstore, unless you're really going to the bookstore.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I think that cultural stuff is, I mean, the language is my way into learning the cultural stuff, I think. The cultural stuff is really good stuff, because Latinos are so nice and charming. They've always gave me good food.
And good fiesta.
Yes.
What about you, Jorge? Where did you learn your English?
Well, I mostly learned it at school in Mexico, back in Mexico. But I went to Vancouver to live there for 5 months.
Oh, that's then, only a few hundred miles away from my place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And yeah, there I got to practice it like on a daily basis. And there's where I really improved it.
Yeah.
What do you think is the most difficult part of learning English?
English, like, as you can see, some pronunciation I don't get it right, because I don't know, when you start to learning a language as an adult, as you said, JP, well, your tongue and your mouth is just used to do these kind of sounds,
right?
And it's hard to get it used to another kind of sounds,
exactly.
Like different ones that you have never done in your life.
Yeah.
But yeah, with practice, I think you can get really close. And some people actually get it all the way.
Yeah, that's true.
That's just a matter of practice. Some people think it's impossible. I'm never going to do it. But, you know, the more you practice.
Yes, definitely. And also, it has to do a lot with listening. The more you listen, the more you can actually imitate sounds. And I think it's easier. That worked for me with English, you know. I would always take subtitles of the movie so I could, like, hear the English, try not to read it, so... What about you, Adriana? Where did you learn your English?
Well, actually, I studied bachelor in English.
Wow.
So I was really amazed at learning English like 5 years ago when I started. And well, it seems it worked. Because
definitely.
I guess you're getting everything I say.
Yeah, we can understand you perfectly. Yes, we can. Okay.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And that's very useful, because I pretty much understand what learners feel, because of course English is not my first language, and I also follow like the processes. Why is this and why is that and why do they say this in English? And so I pretty much understand the Spanish learners.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, we've all answered questions here, everyone except for you, Liliana. So why don't you tell us your story? Where are you from?
Mexico.
You're from Mexico.
Yes, that's right. I was born in Mexico City, but I was raised in Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. That's south of Texas?
Yes. That's impressive that you say that. It's because usually people say, oh, Chihuahua, like the dog, you know? I'm like, okay.
You were not born in the dog.
Yes, it's not. I mean, yes, we have Chihuahua dog, but it's actually the biggest state in Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the biggest.
Tell us three things we should do when going to Chihuahua.
Oh my God, there's so many things.
But just tell us
three. Okay, first one, you should take a train that is called Chepe.
Chepe.
Chepe. It's a beautiful train that goes through the mountains and you can see the most amazing places. And you see a lot of the Tarahumaras, which are like the Indians.
Tarahumaras. Okay, those are people.
Yeah, they're indigenous people that live up north. And they're amazing, like the way they dress, the way all their artesanías,
their handicrafts.
Their handicrafts, yes, it's amazing. So that would be one thing. The second thing, meat, like carne asada.
Oh, I love carne asada.
Yeah, carne asada is like barbecued meat.
Yeah,
you know?
No, to me that means the flat steak.
Yeah, that's the flat, exactly.
That's, we serve with rice and beans and then the grilled jalapeno. That's
exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's the carne asada. We always come down to food with our shows.
Well, that's amazing. I always take us there. Third thing.
Okay, third thing is, Pancho Villa.
Pancho Villa, the revolutionary?
Yes, he was killed in Chihuahua. Mm. And they have a museum about him, and they have a museum where you can see the actual car where he was killed.
Oh.
And he was killed in Parral. And I actually know someone that was there the night that he got killed. Like, he's a senior, you know? He's
right,
very old, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, and, so you have all that part of the Pancho Villa culture.
All right, so why don't you tell us, we've all answered language questions, so why don't you tell us about how you learned English?
Well, mainly was in school. I think my education was all in English, you know, biology and all this, and, you know, history and everything. But also, I would love to read in English.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So what did you read?
I read Mark Twain in English.
Wow.
Like a lot of books in English. So I really liked to read, but also movies. I love movies.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, like the classics, Casablanca, Sabrina, all this. I love it. So,
you watch these old movies?
Yeah.
Wow.
My dad is a big fan, so since I was a kid, I would always watch that with him.
Oh, you know what? I've never seen Casablanca.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen
it. I can't believe you actually said that.
I'm sorry. I've never seen it.
Okay.
Have I seen Sabrina? I've seen the Harrison Ford version.
Oh, no.
I haven't seen the old version.
No, you have to see the Humphrey Bogart version.
All right.
But anyway, so yeah, that's how I learned English. Guys, anyone has anything to say?
You know what? I just want to say that I'm so excited to work with everyone here.
Yeah, me too. I think we're going to be working for everyone that is listening. Please ask us, leave comments. We're here for you guys.
Yeah, because, you know, Spanish
speak.
Is fun and it's easy.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure to introduce everyone here from the Spanish Pod team. And thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.
Hasta
la próxima.
Adios.
Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.